This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. House tariff votes possible. Senators call for prevented planting buy-up coverage. And year-round E15 backers want Trump's support. House could see tariff votes. The U.S. House could be debating President Donald Trump's trade policy next month. That's because House GOP leadership may have missed the last opportunity to extend the blockade on holding votes on Trump's tariffs. There was no language about extending the freeze on tariff votes in a rule published Thursday for the appropriation minibus. With the House in recess next week, the rule was likely the last chance to extend the block before it expires at the end of January. Opposition has been mounting to Trump's emergency tariffs. The Senate has voted to overturn duties on Brazil and Canada. Some GOP House members are growing uneasy. House Democrats have already introduced legislation to force their own votes. When the House voted to extend the block in September, three holdouts needed cajoling. Representatives Don Bacon of Nebraska, California's Jay Obernolte, and Tom McClintock. Bacon told AgriPulse this week he wouldn't have supported another effort to delay the votes. Tariffs aren't good on the Midwest, he said. If it comes to the floor, Republican leadership could struggle to keep lawmakers in line. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse he'd want to consider each of the tariffs on its own merits. Location confirmed for Trump's Iowa Energy Independence visit. President Trump will speak at the Horizon Event Center in Clive, Iowa, Tuesday, on the first stop of weekly visits across the U.S. ahead of the midterm elections. The president is also tentatively set to tour an ethanol facility in central Iowa that, according to an industry source, he's going to be out with ag producers. He's going to be out with biofuel producers, Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa told AgriPulse. He's going to multiple states in my district, probably because, one, this is where biodiesel agriculture has grown, but it's also a very competitive seat. Look back. Then-President Joe Biden spoke at a Poet bioprocessing facility in Manola, Iowa in 2022. Lawmakers hopeful Trump gets involved in the year-round E15 push. Two Republican lawmakers spearheading the push for year-round E15 legislation want Trump to break the negotiating impasse. Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska told AgriPulse and other reporters on Thursday that momentum is building behind the bill, but that more input from the president could help to get it over the finish line. I think there's developing arguments in favor of getting this done, Smith said. Hopefully the president will help us out. Nunn, the Iowa Republican, said Trump's intervention would likely be a, quote, key part of passing the bill. White House did not respond to AgriPulse request for comment. Why it matters? Well, a last-ditch effort to get the bill included in a 2026 fiscal year appropriation package came up short yesterday. Instead, Midwestern lawmakers accepted the GOP leadership commitment to work with the administration to get legislation moving in February, along with the formation of a study council on biofuel issues. Corn growers and ethanol industry groups were outraged by the outcome. The absence of E15 shows that congressional leadership is choosing to side with a handful of non-U.S.-based refineries rather than the American corn farmer, Iowa Corn Growers Association president and farmer Mark Mueller said in a statement. What went wrong? Well, the plan to advance the E15 provision fell apart amid opposition from independent refineries that reject the bill's provision to narrow the number of companies eligible for small refinery exemptions from U.S. biofuel blending rules. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Klobuchar files with state to set up gubernatorial campaign committee. The top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, Amy Klobuchar, has filed paperwork to set up a campaign committee for a gubernatorial race. Minnesota Democrats want Klobuchar to run for the post now held by Democrat Governor Tim Walz. Walz beset by controversy surrounding his handling of social services program in the state, decided against a third term last month. The filing is just the first step in the process. Klobuchar is expected to make a formal announcement soon, says Tom Hauser, chief political reporter for KSTP-TV in St. Paul. Senators ask USDA to reinstate buy-up coverage on prevented planting. Senate Ag Committee leaders and 17 other senators want USDA to reverse its decision to remove buy-up coverage on prevented planting. In a letter to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday, the senators say removing the buy-up coverage option for prevented planting has caused great concern among producers. They say the action would impact over 67 million acres at all covered commodities in 2025 alone. Take note, USDA made the decision to remove buy-up coverage, quote, because Congress has a history of addressing widespread flooding through ad hoc disaster assistance, according to a Federal Register notice. USDA launches online portal to report farmland purchases by foreign persons. A new USDA online portal lets people report agricultural land purchases by foreign persons, including businesses and governments. The new website is part of a broader effort to strengthen enforcement and protect American farmland as USDA continues its implementation of the National Farm Security Action Plan, a department news release says. The portal is available at afida.landmark.usda.gov. Users can access the portal with login.gov, a sign-in service that provides secure online access to participate in certain government programs and reporting requirements, the release says. Central Valley lawmaker, specialty crop growers struggling even before trade war. As farm groups push for additional financial aid, a California congressman says addressing skyrocketing input costs and ag labor reform is crucial to the long-term success of specialty crop growers. Any amount of money that is given from the government is not going to be enough, said Representative Josh Harder of California. He represents Stockton and a part of California's Central Valley. Hear more from Harder as well as National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer on the future of year-round E15 and the International Fresh Produce Association's Molly Van Loo on how dietary guidelines could drive produce demand in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Here's today's final word. We can continue at this stage our discussion internally on the EU-US trade deal, which has been paused pending the impending tariff threat. I will be taking it forward together with my colleagues. That European Parliament President Roberta Metsola during a press conference yesterday. The Parliament's ratification of the deal had been on pause over Trump's Greenland tariff threats. which he walked back on Wednesday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Talley.